Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back at home in Hanover, of all places, how is Hanover County, seriously, how is Hanover County ground zero for the transgender policy issue? If you had said, John, pick a place in Virginia where they'll be debating trans policy, Hanover would not have been at the top of the list. I would have said Henrico or Chesterfield or certainly one of the counties up in Northern Virginia where they, you know, they seem confused about everything. But Hanover, Yale Levin Sheldon heads a no left turn in education. And Yale, it's been a while since we've talked. Bring me up to date on what is happening in Hanover. And good morning to you. Glad you're with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. And I do have an answer to your question, how is Hanover ground zero? It's because the ACLU and organizations like it are making it ground zero, because if they can get it done in a rural county like Hanover, they can get it done anywhere.
Well, that's probably true. So I hope that conservative groups are doing everything they can in a smart way to make sure they've got good arguments against some of this insanity. What are you all seeing and what are you doing?
Yeah. So no left turn education supports the proposed restroom and locker room policy, as do most of Hanover residents. I'll remind you that Hanover residents are about 70% lean conservative, so they support the compromise that the school board has proposed. The policy they proposed complies with a Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling from 2020. Further, the compromise for a very delicate and sensitive situation. So No Left Turn Education applauds the school board for arriving at this policy. It is thoughtful, it is thorough, it brings back parents or legal guardians into the picture, whereas the VDOE model policy usurps parental rights. It also addresses making accommodations for a very small fraction of the student population rather than a broad sweeping brush that could potentially negatively impact the majority of students. It also kind of addresses the transdemic that's sweeping our society, because now it's cool to say you're trans without even understanding what it means. The policy requires documentation of actual gender dysphoria to avoid situations like we had in Loudoun County, where students could identify as different genders on different days of the week and flip-flop between whatever bathroom they used.
Well, I think that's a really key thing. So to walk me through that, because you do have, look, you've got wise guys who would love to say, just to mess with their teachers and their parents and to get attention, would say, oh, today I feel like a girl. And in you know, 20 or 30 years ago, a teacher would say, have a seat. I am not entertaining your obnoxious attitude today. Today we're going to study history and math, right? But now, God forbid that a teacher intervene that way. So what is it that the school system will actually request to formalize this?
So they'll request parental involvement. So parents and the students have to request accommodations together. So before, the VDOE model policy does not require any parental involvement. So it could be only between the student and the school, and the parent might just not know about any of it. So that's first thing that's very important. It requires some sort of letter from the parent saying, you know, that my child has been consistently identifying as boy or girl, whatever, and some sort of documentation from medical professional, a licensed mental health professional, something to show that this is actually gender dysphoria, because as I said, it's now cool to say I'm trans without
even
understanding
what that means. That was an interesting phrase you're using. I do think that's happening. I've got friends of mine who have younger children who are going into middle school who are actually, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, kids mimic things that they see, and if something's controversial and they can latch on to that, that shouldn't be a surprise. That's almost human nature that that's what they would do. What seems odd to me, Yale, and you know, maybe you don't want to weigh in on this, but I will. I just don't understand why something that is perceived to be, and I think correctly perceived to be, a mental illness. You know, if you are effeminate, that's okay. That's all right. You shouldn't be abused. You should be yourself.
No one should be abused.
But you're not a girl.
Or ridiculed.
Yeah, you're not a girl. You know, if you are an effeminate boy, that's okay, but you are not biologically or genetically a girl. And it seems very odd to me that a lot of people were tomboys, and you got, if you want to sit down sometime and trade stories, you know, I was into the theater and singing and the arts, and you know how sometimes people are very ugly to boys that are interested in those things. So I think I'm pretty sensitive to this subject. But what's shocking to me is that the mental health community, the medical community, has abandoned objective fact and truth and is acting like individual emotions transcend.
It's all in the name of wokeness. However, now data is coming in from Europe, who are, you know, a few steps ahead of us because they've been through this, and now they're stepping away from this, from the affirmation as the only solution. Data is coming back that the hormonal treatments are actually causing vision loss. They're causing brain swelling. So hopefully this data will bring us back to reality and to some sanity. What I found really disturbing at the school board meeting this past Tuesday, I was there and I didn't get to speak. I'll speak, I guess, next week because my turn rolls over to the next week. But what was disturbing is I listened to numerous speakers there, and some of them were not even Hanover residents, is the claim that this policy is dehumanizing, invasive, and comparable to what the Nazis did to LGBTQ persons.
Oh, my goodness. And that's outrageous. So, and as a gay guy, I feel like I can say that's outrageous. That's
And as a Jewish woman, living Holocaust survivor relatives, I will say that it outrageous. Of course, you know, the Nazis did target LGBTQ persons. But you cannot compare a thoughtful and compromised policy to the atrocities committed by the Nazis. And they also, the dehumanizing and humiliating, you know, every condition you have that requires accommodation, be it a mental health condition or a physical condition, requires documentation. A disabled person has to show documentation to get a handicap tag for their vehicle. Students with ADHD and autism and speech delays have to go through IEPs to provide documentation from medical professionals supporting their request for accommodations or additional services. So there's nothing dehumanizing or humiliating about their request for documentation.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning that we've reached this place. And I'm glad that someone who is a compassionate person like you is involved in holding the line, up against these forces.
I just want to remind your listeners that we're talking about minors here whose brain is not fully developed. If we were talking about adults here, I would probably not have much to say about the topic because you do you. You know, if you're an adult and your brain is fully developed, as long as it's not on my dime, go ahead. But
yeah,
these are
you make
minors,
your own decisions at that point.
These are minors whose brains are not fully developed, some of whom have not fully gone through puberty yet. So we really object to this, what I call transdemic. Yes, absolutely, transdemic.
Right. Well, I follow you on Facebook and No Left Turn in Education, and I think it's a very interesting conversation that you're having with people in the community in Hanover and beyond. Yale Levin Sheldon, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Have a great day. On what's happening. Thank you. Okay.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.